have some an update on Operation Christmas Child that we actually just got this yesterday. So you all know we packed 210 and some shoe boxes, which is a new record for the church. We're super excited about it. We found out where they went with the tracking information we got it. So from our shoe boxes, we had 160 of them went to Haiti. And I have just a couple of notes on Haiti here. I've left it in my Bible. All right. So yeah, 160 of our shoeboxes went to Haiti, which is in the Caribbean, joining the Dominican Republic. And this nation suffered from a lot of disasters, including the earthquake that they had in Port-au-Prince in 2010. So Samaritan's Purse has been delivering shoeboxes here since 1996. And so we got 160 of our shoeboxes to go there. And then 50 of our shoeboxes went all the way to Madagascar. Yeah, so that's pretty exciting. Madagascar, Operation Christmas Child has been there since 1993. And so anyway, we're super excited about that. Thank you to everyone that contributed and packed those shoeboxes. It's so thrilling to know what's happening.
When I heard the numbers, I couldn't even believe it. So thank you, church family. It's just so exciting. And the Lord's just going to, we've just been praying now the Lord will even take that food and make it an even greater spiritual blessing. So thank you for being a part of that. All right, so the next part of our service here now, as a little bit of kind of bittersweet news, so Andrea Inman is, she's been just a wonderful part of our church for years now. And she serves in the Air Force, and so she's been stationed out at Fairchild for this whole time. And the Air Force, against my wishes, is moving her to Oklahoma. Didn't even ask my opinion. Can you imagine the nerve? I have a picture here of Andrea and Heather and the boys. And so some of you know her, some of you don't, but she's been so involved in our children's ministry and in the Vacations Bible Schools. She's part of the A team that takes care of the toddlers at VBS. Of course, we weren't able to do VBS this year, but she was here for the kids carnival that we were able to do. And has just been so faithful in the children's ministry through the pandemic. We just relied on her so much and just her faithfulness and serving in that. One of the greatest compliments a pastor can give somebody when they leave is to tell them that they're going to leave a huge hole. And sister, you're going to leave a huge hole here when you go. And anyway, so we just love her and appreciate her so much. So I asked her if we could embarrass her just a little bit and pray for her and send her off. So I'm going to invite the pastors to come on up. And Andrea, if you would like to come up, we're just going to set up a chair here and we're going to pray for you before you leave.
Probably do that.
We're going to take turns wearing our masks while we pray. We don't want to send you to Oklahoma with the pastoral coronavirus. That's right. It's a pastoral kind of coronavirus. All right. Well, we're going to take turns just praying for our sister here as she goes. If you'd just join us in that. All right, Heavenly Father God, we just are so grateful to you for bringing Andrea and the family to Spokane, for stationing her here at Fairchild, Lord, and then bringing her to Spokane Baptist Church. Lord, we believe that was not an accident, but that you arranged that. God, she's been such a wonderful and important part of our church family here. And Lord, we know that that's going to continue, that she's just going to be one of those distant relatives that we don't get to see as much as we'd like. God, we pray that you would give her traveling mercies, that you'd be preparing the place for her in Oklahoma, Lord, that you would place her temporarily in a good church home there, that you would just provide people that could surround her and support her and encourage her. God, we pray that you would work out all the small details. God, we ask for your richest blessings on her life, on her family. God, and we pray that you would comfort the hearts of all those that are going to miss her. We, Lord, selfishly, we ask that you might bring her back, But God, really what we want is just your will for her life, that you would guide her to exactly where you want her to be. We pray that you would give her wisdom and courage and peace that passes understanding. We ask these things in Jesus' name.
And Father God, I too just want to thank you for Andi and her great service to us here at Spokane Baptist, but also just her service to the country, all the men and women that put their safety in danger and just to support us here at home and around the world. So we just thank you so much for that service. But most of all, I just thank you for her service to you, Lord. It's obvious she loves you with all her heart, and we are so thankful that we've been able to enjoy that and share that with her. So I, too, just pray for traveling safety for her, especially traveling back home someday to us. So we thank you for that, and just continue to watch over her and her beautiful family. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
A loving and merciful Heavenly Father, we are so thankful to you because you are good God and you are our Father in Jesus Christ. Lord, thank you so much for Sister Andrea and her testimony. Lord, thank you. We believe it's not accident that she's here, and it is not an accident that she's going to have to leave Spokane. There is no accident when we are walking in you. Lord, I'm so thankful for her life, and I commit her in your hands. Lord, I just pray that wherever she goes, she finds your hand upon her. Lord, I pray that you give her protection, guidance, wisdom to live the life you want her to live. And Lord, wherever she goes, she will be a shining light for you. In Jesus' name, I pray.
Lord Jesus, I just want to thank you for our sister here. God, I thank you for her willingness to protect and serve and to look after people. God, I thank you that you do that for us. So God, as this family travels to their new home, Lord Jesus, I pray you keep them safe, that you protect them, you look after them, as we know you already do. But God, I pray for those changes. I pray for David. I pray for the changes there as well in his life. And I just pray that you'll have your hand upon his heart, comforting him and guiding him and showing him that you're right there next to him, I pray. But God, I just want to thank you for our sister here, and I pray that you just continue to bless her, to lead her. God, we're so thankful for her, and I pray, and I know that she's going to be a blessing to wherever she goes next, whatever church it is next. But God, I just pray that you help her be led to the right church, the right family who will love her. God, thank you so much for all you do and for your family who you bring to us and bless us with. So God, thank you so much for Andrea and for her family. I just pray for a great, great blessing on this travel and this change and on this move, Lord Jesus. In your name I pray. Amen.
All right. Would you just help me thank her for her service to the church and to our country? All right. Well, up next, we got something real special. I think so. Sister Tammy and Kim are going to come and sing a little special for us. So we're going to turn it over to them. And I know this will be a blessing to all of you. Yeah.
God, I give you all I can today. These scattered ashes that I hid away, I lay them all at your feet. From the corners of my deepest shame, empty places where I wore your name. Show me the love. I say I believe. Oh, help me to lay it down.
A blessing. Praise the Lord. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Tammy. Thank you, Kim, so much. Boy, praise the Lord. That was just a great, great blessing. All right. Well, we're gonna sing just the first verse of Hark the Herald Angels Sing. So, Brother David and Sister Nancy, if you want to come, we're gonna sing one verse of this, and then we're gonna have a short devotional, and then we're gonna get to the presents for the kids who've been very patient so far. Super impressed. Nice work, kids. All right, so we'll invite you all to stand if you're able. Let's sing just the first verse of Hark the Herald Angels Sing together.
Joy for all the nations.
All right, and you can be seated. Keep turning that off. All right. Well, this morning, I'm not going to preach a whole sermon, I promise. I only brought one page notes up here with me, which is not reassuring to those of you who actually know me. But that's right. I don't even need notes. But no, this morning, just a short devotional that we have, and then we're going to invite the kids to come up, like the 10 and unders. And then we're going to read the Christmas story, and we're going to give out some Christmas presents, and then we'll have cookies. But first, I just wanted to, so we've been doing a series on the thrill of hope. And this morning, I kind of want to just underline one part of that idea about the thrill of hope. We're going to be in Matthew, the first chapter of Matthew. So if you've got your Bibles, you can look there. I believe it's actually printed in your bulletin. So if you've got your bulletin on the way in this morning, we're only going to look at a couple of these verses. And you can look at that with me this morning if you'd like to. Matthew chapter 1, and we're going to look at just verse 21 through 23. And the title of the message this morning is The Thrill of God With Us. We've been talking about the thrill of hope. This morning we're going to talk about the thrill of God being with us. So Matthew chapter 1 and verse 21 says, "And she shall bring forth, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us." All right, let's pray. Lord, we just thank you again for this portion of Scripture. We thank you for Christmas, for what it means. This morning, God, we pray that you'd help us to appreciate in a deeper way what it means that you are the God who is with us. Lord, we ask that you might apply this directly to every heart. God, what we need is something only you can do. So we pray, God, that you would do that which only you can. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. More people than ever are dealing with loneliness. That's always been a problem. It's especially a problem in 2020. I've heard from many people in our own church family that this Christmas will be the first Christmas ever that they're spending alone. We've been through many deaths in the church family this year. And for those people, they are facing their first Christmas with a newly empty seat at the table. For those in our church family who are already dealing with loneliness or loss, this pandemic year has underlined some of that heartbreak. Some of you that are facing loneliness and loss are able to be here today, and I just got to tell you, I'm so glad that you're able to be here with us today. And we have been praying for you that this service would really minister grace into those parts that hurt. I know that many of our church family that are facing loneliness and loss are not able to be here this morning, and they're joining us on the live stream. For those of you on the live stream this morning, I want you to know that we have been praying extra for you. We want to do everything we can to make you feel included and loved, part of the service and part of the church family. But more than that, we are praying for those in isolation, for those of you that are dealing with loneliness, that this year will be a year that you could find a new depth of sweetness in knowing the presence of Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. Knowing the presence of Jesus is hope. And I'll just fill a couple blanks in your outline if you want to follow along this morning. We've been talking, as I said, about hope, and we defined it in the last couple of sermons as hope is waiting. It's waiting with certain expectation for Jesus to show up because of his faithfulness. That's what hope is. It's waiting, confidently waiting for Jesus to show up. And our confidence that he's going to show up is not because we've done the right things or we've said things in the right order, we've done enough of the right things or not too many of the bad things. We are confident he's going to show up not because of us. We're confident he's going to show up because of his faithfulness. So, One other little bit on this that we've talked about, though, is that the arrival of Christ does not necessarily change our circumstances. One of the things that I have very much struggled with, and many of you have struggled with also, is just thinking that when Jesus gets here, that means our circumstances are going to change. And if our circumstances don't change, we think, well, he must not be here. But that's not true. So if it doesn't mean a change in circumstances, what does the presence of Christ mean? And I have four thoughts very quickly this morning that I want to share about what does God with us mean? If it doesn't mean a change in circumstances, what does it mean? And it's not, this is not a light or small thing. It means, number one, that he understands us. God with us means that he understands us. God is not just up there, far away in heaven, far from our problems, far from our hurts, removed from our experiences as human beings. He came to be near to us so that we can be sure that he understands us. We all know the special kinship that you have with someone that you share an experience with. If you share the experience of raising kids, like you get people who are dealing with toddlers together, there's an immediate kinship because they're both dealing with the same thing. You get people that have served in the armed forces together, and there's an immediate thing where we have some recognition of we've been through some of the same things. If you go through a similar trial with somebody else, as a special need parent, we have a special secret handshake that we only teach other special needs parents. Isn't that right? That's right. And so there's this immediate bond that you have from going through a similar experience. And brothers and sisters, I want to tell you this morning that God with us means that you have something in common with God. Amen. You have something in common with him. This shared experience, Emmanuel, means that he doesn't just know about what we're going through, that he actually really understands it. He came and he went through those things. He knows what it's like to be hungry, what it's like to be cold, what it's like to be lonely, what it's like to be abandoned, to be betrayed by your friends, to be gossiped about, to be lied about, to be misunderstood, to be forgotten, to be undervalued, all those things. He doesn't just know about it, he understands it. Because he came. Because he's Emmanuel. Because he's God with us. Hebrews 4:15 says, "We have not a high priest that cannot be touched by the feelings of our infirmities, but he was in all points tempted, like as we are, yet without sin. Let us come, therefore, boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need." You can come straight to Jesus knowing that he understands because he's Emmanuel. Secondly, Emmanuel means that he helps us. He doesn't always change our circumstances, but he always helps. God with us means that he's not only does he help us, but he's not just the cavalry that you call in when you're really stuck. God is not 911 that you call and then really hope that the firefighters or the cops get there in time. He's God with us. He's a helper who's not far away. He's a helper who's already present. Emmanuel doesn't mean no trouble. But Emmanuel does mean no trouble alone. Psalm 46 says, "God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea." Thirdly, God with us means that he changes us. I've often been disappointed that God has not changed my circumstances, that Jesus has not changed the thing that I thought very much he should change, that I've made very persuasive arguments to him that he should change. And while he has sometimes declined my very reasonable, I think, requests, God has always changed me. When Jesus shows up, I can be sure that I'm going to be different. By our faith in Christ, the Holy Spirit has been placed into us. And spiritually, we've been placed into Christ. And that is a fundamental change in us. It's a new birth. It's new life. It's a living hope. God with us means that we are not the same, but we are transformed by the loving power of Christ. He makes us more like him. The vehicle he uses to do that is often suffering, and that's upsetting, but he did it first. He walked this road ahead of us. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." One of the best things about Emmanuel is that him with us means that he is making us new. Those things that are broken and ugly, that we wish people didn't know about us, that we wish weren't true about us, he changes those things and takes those broken things and makes them something beautiful. And finally, and this one is why they pay me the big money, God with us means that he's with us. I don't know if you appreciate this. Maybe you do. I feel like every year this means something a little bit more to me, to just recognize that he's here, that he's present, that he's with us. The more I grow in my relationship with God, the more this really is even the only thing that matters. It's one of the key insights of Moses, who did not want the promised land even, unless God was going there also. Moses recognized that the land without the Lord was just dirt. Exodus 33:15, Moses said unto God, "If thy presence go not with me, carry us up not hence." So I might as well stay in the desert without you, God. Better than any blessing we could receive is to receive the blesser. We just got done celebrating our 16th wedding anniversary. Heather and I were high school sweethearts, so we've been together for 20 years and married for 16. And so for our anniversary, normally we go out for lunch and dinner, and of course, the restaurants are all closed, so we just went shopping. And I said to Heather, I said, "Where do you want to go?" And she said, "Home Goods and Tuesday Morning and the Nordstrom Rack." Full disclosure, not excited about going to any of those places. And I just want you to know, I love Hobby Lobby, but not those places. But the shopping, but this is also true. I had a great time. I had a genuinely super time that I was sad when it was over. And it's not because of where we went. It's because of who I was with. Shopping was transformed because I was with Heather. We've been together, as I said, for 20 years, and I really think that she has gotten more wonderful, prettier, wiser, stronger, and kinder. And I can enjoy things I don't actually enjoy if I get to be with Heather. And Jesus is even greater. He really is perfect. The longer I walk with him, the more I realize how wonderful he is and that he is more than wonderful. And even though sometimes he leads to the valley of the shadow of death, he goes with me. The more I'm aware of his presence, the more I have peace, the more I have rest, the more hope, the more joy I experience. So this Christmas, about Christmas hope, I just want to say this as we're done. That Christmas hope is not about our presence. It's not about what we're going to receive. Hope is about his presence. And I know that's cute, but it's really good. And it's really true. When you have Christ, you have everything. And he has freely given himself to us. Look at how far Christ came so that we could be near to him. Look at how far God has gone so that he could be close to you. I just want to encourage you, whatever bit of loneliness, whatever your Christmas looks like this year, to just dive into just the sweetness of what it means that he is Emmanuel, that he is not far away, and that he helps us, that he changes us, that he is with us. All right, let's pray. Father, we just thank you again, God, for your word. Thank you that you are the God who is with us. Lord, for those that are hurting, and all of us are in one way or another, in smaller ways or in big ways, God, for those here, for those on the live stream, I pray, Lord, that you would fill every heart with the awareness of how close you are. Thank you for being Emmanuel. Thank you for Christmas. Thank you for being with us. Pray that you'd bless everyone. We ask it in Christ's name, Emmanuel. Amen. All right, well, we're going to invite the kids. We're going to invite the kids who are 10 and younger to come on up here, and they can kind of find a place to sit while we sing. 9 and younger. Oh, so for you 10-year-olds, it's kind of up to you. If you stay put, you can get a coffee gift card from Pastor Jamie. That's your gift. So if you'd rather take what's behind door number 2, then you can come on up here and then we'll give you an actual present this morning. But first we're going to sing Angels We Have Heard on High. We're going to sing 3 of the verses of Brother David, Sister Nancy. So while we're singing, kids, if you want to kind of make your way on up here, we're going to sing Angels We Have Heard on High, and then we'll do that part. All right. The rest of you can be seated. And kids, if you want to kind of scoot up this direction here a little bit, you can. Come on in. In my family, growing up, my dad would always read us the Christmas story. But before he did, yeah, come sit just wherever you're comfortable. Come, pop on down. Good job. Oh, and you know what? Actually, I just remembered too. You know what's kind of sad? A lot of kids have birthdays near Christmas, and people forget their birthdays because it's too close to Christmas. Did you know that's true? Isn't that sad? Yeah. But guess what? Today I found out it's Violet's birthday today. Is that true? Is today your birthday? Ooh. How many of you think we ought to sing happy birthday to Violet? Yeah. I think we should. Okay, can you want to help me do that? All right, I'm going to turn my mic off so we can do it. Ready? One. Happy birthday. I love the bow too. Okay, so we're going to read from Luke chapter 2. I'm going to read you some of the Christmas story, and then we're going to give you your presents, all right? Okay, so Luke chapter 2, here we go. It says, "And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was made when Cyrenius was first governor of Syria. And they all went to be taxed, every one to his own city. And Joseph went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there was in the same country shepherds, abiding in the fields and keeping watch over their flocks by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. But the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. And it came to pass that as the angels were gone away from them to heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass that the Lord has made known to us. So they came with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning the child. And all that heard it wondered at the things that were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things. She pondered them in their heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they'd heard and seen, just as it was told them." You guys ready for your presents?
Yeah!
All right. Well, why don't you clap for these kids here while we hand them some gifts? All right, let's do it. All right. So, so for all of you 10-year-olds and up, did Pastor Jamie start? Rachel, did you guys start? Are you handing things out for them? Or are we going to? Didn't do that very effectively, did I? All right. So 10-year-olds who did not get a gift, make sure you get one from Pastor Jamie or Rachel here. We got you a wake-up call gift card so you can go get a smoothie, or I don't know how many of you are drinking coffee already at 10, but all right. All right. Wake-up call's got all kinds of good stuff. So 10-year-olds, don't be shy. Here, Pastor Jamie's floating around here. Wave at him so you can make sure and get your gifts. All right. All right. Well, Merry Christmas, everybody. All right. We're gonna sing Joy to the World. And then I asked my dad if he'd close us in prayer and invite everybody to cookies. But if you're able, why don't you stand, and Sister Nancy and Brother David, make your way on up here. Let's end this service here this morning by singing Joy to the World here together.
Okay. I'm not sure why Pastor thought it was appropriate that I announce the cookie thing. Those of you at home, hopefully you got cookies delivered to you this week. And I have to admit, I signed up to deliver a bulk of them. And I was really excited once I found out it's resealable. So if some of your bags look a little light, Just teasing, dear, wherever you are. Anyway, it was just so thankful going out and the ones I got to drop cookies off to, and just appreciate the church and this. You know, a lot of us been separated from families, but not the church family, as we strive to stay connected, and it's been such a blessing. And so I just want to give a prayer of thanks here as we wind up this morning. So pray with me. And then you have to wait a little longer for the cookies. And people here will go into the connection building if you'd like, and we'll have the cookies there, and the people at home then. As I said, you had to wait, but then you can open up your bags of cookies. So let's pray. Father God, we are so thankful to you this morning. Thank you for, as we celebrate the occasion of you coming to earth in the form of a little baby and to be with us. Lord, what a wonderful thing and the greatest gift ever given is truly what you did for us. Thank you this morning, Lord, for understanding us, knowing all our weaknesses, but also our strength, and for just using us to do what we could do for you. Lord, we thank you for helping us. Lord, just so thankful, especially this year, really just helping us to get through it. as we look forward to a better 2021, we can still look back and be so thankful for the blessings you've given us. Lord, just the blessing we could be to the OCC children in Haiti and to Madagascar, and then to help us be such a blessing to our brothers and sisters in Pakistan, and such a tremendous, Lord, it is such a privilege to be involved in your church and to see what you're doing here at Spokane Baptist, and we thank you for that. Lord, I thank you that we are challenged every Sunday to change through your word and through the preaching of your word, that you would just continue to work in us. We thank you for the changes that you are bringing about in our lives and in each individual and as a body. What a wonderful thing. And finally, Lord, we do just thank you for your presence, that you are with us. Lord, that you've been here through all this, in all the turmoil of this year, bringing us closer to each other. Lord, what a wonderful gift to just hear so often of this being a unique church, and that we continue to get closer and stay connected, even though we might be a little distanced right now. But Lord, especially that we can be closer to you. What a wonderful, truly wonderful gift that is. So I just give you so much thanks for that and what you're doing here and with each of us. Lord, help us to just continue being in close fellowship, not only with each other, but with you. So bless our Christmases as we each go our way. Bring us back those that are able Thursday night for the candlelight service. And Lord, bless just the good time and our cookies as we enjoy them together. We ask all this in Jesus' precious, wonderful, and glorious name. Amen. You are dismissed. Please join us. And open those cookies.